Hi Rockers, here we are, Garbage Men from junkrock.com. In the next minute or two, we're going to go in there and we're going to interview one of the best rock and roll bands in the world. Yes, it's the Backyard Babies, so get ready. Here we come.
Well, the main thing I really want to ask you is about the new video.
Alright.
And the vegetable fillies.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Is that one of your favourite films? The Warriors?
Yeah, well, kind of. It's... Because I remember, you know, at the same time it was with the... Was it that Twisted Sister who used that on Command and Play, I think, right? With the bottles. Yeah. I think that they used that as a sampler, I mean, for sampling. The Command and Play up from Twisted Sister. I mean, it's just a cool movie about it.
Did you guys have complete control of the video?
Well, to be really honest, we tried to not have complete control, because we've kind of always been really a part of everything. This time it felt like we wanted to work with John Sorkin and Nicola, and they wanted to work with us for a long time, and we never seemed to get it right though, so we actually left a lot of talking. Okay,
make a cool fucking movie for us, man.
But I mean, we made the ideas with them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so the baseball fuels thing, was that
quite... It was a mixture, because I mean, it doesn't really have to be the war, it's just like the trash culture that we all grown up with. From Spider-Man to be American movies, you know, to whatever.
I think it really works. Instead of the typical video with the band playing and the audience and stuff, but the way they were stood there and fight kids
But it was awesome because we wanted to have fight scenes, but it's really hard these days to get along with it, you know, censorship and all that. So that's why we need them in a bit more kind of like cartoon way, and also like, you know, one hit and then they fucking fly.
You don't need to get damaged. Is there any injuries?
No. Well, one girl got thrown away.
Some of them are really professional stuntmen, and some of them are not. But there's guys who are not professional stuntmen, they won't act like that. That could be dictated or something. They try to be bold.
Excellent. Just another question. With the new album, do you have a personal favourite? Dragon on the Island,
For me, it's kind of like the first time I feel that, you know, I can actually put on an album that I'm 100% satisfied with, because we couldn't do it any better. But I mean, the personal right now is maybe even, I like Colors a lot. I think that we reached kind of like, it's kind of like a new dimension of that campaign. It's kind of like, you know. And also you can hear a bit in that song what kind of music we kind of, you know, grow up to. This album, if Total 13 was more maybe the music we were listening to at just that time, you know, and the fans we got from them, they maybe think we grow up 100% only on pure, you know, like punk rock music, but people that listen to the album maybe also discovers that maybe at least a few members in the band have a few Pink Floyd albums.
I noticed immediately that to me, some of them was very Bob Ezrin, very early Alice Cooper. You know, when Bob Ezrin came in, and actually polished Alice and made it, you know, with the synths, and I think it's a really nice touch putting that in there.
Yeah.
It's just making the kids realise that it's not just punk rock that we're getting inspired by.
Exactly.
And also, in a way, I think that we were thinking a bit more, I don't know, maybe a bit more Led Zeppelin this time than New York Dolls.
Yeah, well, the drum sounds definitely. It's a nice drum sound.
Did you decide that yourself to do that sort of move?
Yeah. It's been easier actually for this time around. I mean, now we signed a major label, and before we were on an indie label, and it's been easier for us this time to, you know, everything we've just done, they just said yes, you know what I mean? So we didn't really have any hard times at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to talk about Total 13 now, a couple of years later, when we kind of established on another level, but Total 13 was more like a statement that we had to do in a way to gain some respect in a way, because we got like always had that fucking thing with us all the time, like LA Glams, these bags, you know, all that shit, you know. So, but we listen a lot to punk rock music all the time ever since we started. So Total 13 was more like, okay, fuck off, this is the album that we also came up with, that we love. Now it's like we could actually get back and get more to you know, and listen to and what we like to play.
And what do you feel like if your fans, your following, are they happy with your sort of change, or are they?
I mean, the plan for this album was actually to do, when we first sat down, it was like, alright, now we're going to start writing a new album. We wanted to do a really, like, a really happy album. And it didn't really turn out that it's gone in a bit in a darker kind of way. And that was maybe because it was February in Sweden and it's not much of daylight, actually. It's pretty fucking freezing cold and stuff. And then we found out that there still was a lot of things that we were a bit pissed off with. So, but I mean, for us, it's important to, I think, to do, you know, like positive music for kids to, I mean, for me, I want to, you know, music should be like a smart drug, for example, because when I want to hear music, even if it's like happy music or sad music, I want to be affected by it and just, you know, go away for, you know. If people are, you know, for example, they've been working all week and now they bought the tickets for Backyard Babies tonight, I mean,
they just some place, isn't
it? Yeah, and just so they can cope with the next fucking week again. And also to inspire kids, kids to grab a guitar and, you know, start, you know, forming their own bands and stuff.
That's what I noticed with a lot of corporate bands, American bands especially, they don't seem to put that across to the kids. It's like, you know, for instance, I don't know too much into it, sort of Marilyn Manson thing and Slipknot thing and fucking death and mutilation. To me, that's not a sign. That's not giving the kids anything. It's like what you just said about rock and roll, to me, it gives the kids a chance. If you want to play the drums, if you want to play the guitar, you know, this kind of music allows you to do that. But with other bands like what I've just mentioned, it's not a case of the music or doing it, it's a case of fucking weird, you've got to go out. I just think that it's not.
Well, I mean, it's for a reason, for example, with Marilyn Manson, I think it's, you know, the guy does great pictures, you know, his videos, you know, and videos and stuff, but maybe it's, I mean, he want to get across in the kind of like Alice Cooper way, but it's a lack of songwriting, I think, and stuff, so.
I've heard that song, I think it's a fine song. When I first heard it, I thought he'd done a few little shows or something. I thought,
I like that song. I like the song a lot as well.
But that's the best, for me, that's the best one on the album.
Yeah,
it's just.
The bass is lower on the dynamics. It's just more guitars.
Right, just one. Whose idea was it for the album cover?
Well, it's also, I think, it goes with the music. We wanted to, you know, there's been too many angles and flames and such space. You know, you can actually do more.
Well, it's important now as well as to,
you know, we just want to take another step in that way as well.
Does that go for the logo for, you know, your skulls and crossbones? You're changing that.
No, we still keep that because we had it since 89, so that's actually, that was our, we stole it from Dogs and More, didn't we?
But I mean, it sounds like we don't like this stuff, you know, it's not like that, it's just that we always been, you know, I wouldn't really dare say that we are the first band that always do stuff, but it's kind of like, you know, it's cool to do nice new stuff and see that.
Just give you a buzz when people are following you.
We just want to do exactly what feels right for us to do, and now we can do that, which is really cool.
And also for the album cover, we were as well thinking a bit more, as I said before, maybe settling with a bit, I don't know, also with the glossy paper, it's kind of like it's 2000, it's more like, you know, everything is about fashion nowadays and magazines, and we want to be a bit like update with that as well, and also to, it's a mixture of, you know, a great rock and roll album with maybe, let's say, Twin Peaks, kind of.
It is actually,
It's a bit.
Okay, after the gig, what's your normal way of chilling out? How do you normally chill out after the show? Is it sort of, you do your own things and do what you're able to do?
After the show these days?
Yeah, how do you normally do it? And sort
of. Well, it's the same fucking story. No, I mean, I don't know, it's like, this summer now is just a lot of festivals, which is really cool.
You're doing something in the UK?
Yeah, we do festivals all over Europe, and that, for example, is a lot of festivals, just a big class meeting, you know.
I think it progresses a matter of festivals as well, because either it's like, that's maybe after the show is the only time when we actually like maybe stress a bit because you have to check out a new band or something, and then maybe you get blown away by them and you're just like, oh fucking hell, we gotta get better, or then you
get this. What bands have been checked out recently?
Yeah, well, for example, we played in Paris with Rocket from the Crypt, which was a really good bill, I think, back here, Babies and Rocket from the Crypt, and then we'd be checking out a lot of bands that you really like on record, and then you realize live that they suck, you know, and then you just get a bit more self-confidence. And it's like,
you checked a band from Spain called Luz?
No,
Spain, but it's Italian.
Italian? Luz?
No,
not
really.
We played with a Canadian band as well at the Swedish festival.
Danko Jones.
Yeah, Danko Jones. Pretty cool.
Have you heard of Napoleon Bonaparte?
No.
American band, LA band, they're really cool. There's so many of these bands. Where's your favourite place to play? Where to play in the world that you really enjoy the most and you always get excited to go back to?
Well, I think we all can say Spain is really cool, you know, because we never realised that until we went down there the first time, and when our record was released, until the team was released in Spain, that it was actually such a big rock country. Kids are fucking mad, they go crazy.
And you've not gone stage before.
I mean, even the mayor of Madrid is an AC/DC fan, and his name is Street.
Lepanto the AC/DC.
Yeah, so, I mean, that probably says it all, right? You know, it would really have a street in London called Iron Maiden.
But it's kind of cool in Spain, because they still, the fans in Spain, it's not destroyed by, you know, whatever, like, what's hip for the moment or what's hip, right? They see through all that and kind of like just like good bands, which is pretty cool. It doesn't matter how much money the record companies put into, you know, like for example, American corporate bands. It's just like good stuff.
How does the UK compare?
Well, you mean for Spain?
Well, as you travel, do you love it or do you hate it?
No, it's all good. I mean, it's like, that's why we formed a band. It's not just to actually just to do music. It's to actually travel and to see different. You know. I mean, in England, it's tougher here. And this, I mean, England and America got. I mean, you guys, you know, invented rock and roll in a way. You know, so it's more tradition here. You know, which is cool.
I think a lot of this stuff, fucking dance stuff now. Isn't it? Like you don't get the 19 and 20 year olds. Forming the bands at school, do you get all these big dances?
Just sit on the computers making bands.
But I just feel now it is turning full circle now. Because people are actually picking their ears up and listening to it. They're getting a buzz out of it. So I'm saying, yeah, let's form a band. But for years it's just been like trance dance and music.
What was it like working with Ginger in the studio?
That was great. It was
cool,
yeah. He's, you know, he's always a fun guy. And but I mean, traveling, again, like traveling play, I mean, for example, going to Japan. That's like the greatest, you see, I mean, the greatest time, but when you've been there for 1 week, it's kind of like, whoa, alright, that has to wait another 6 months. I mean, if you would go to Japan once a week, you would lose your fucking mind. So, and then also, I mean, we're going to Australia now in July, that's the first time we're ever going to play down there. And also, we get a South American tour, 6 shows, it's a really small punk rock like club tour, that's going to be fun as well. We're trying to go to places, maybe we're going to do 2 shows in Russia as well. Plan, never been there. And it's getting wider and wider. Nowadays you can actually play in places like, you know, Thailand, Bangkok and Malaysia and stuff. That wouldn't be possible for like, let's say, 5 years ago if you weren't, you know, Metallica or something. Sure. But now actually you can be as a smaller band touring those places.
And the goal for the new album is to be the first band.
Yes.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
What job to finish that?
Well, you know, nothing is impossible.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, they will be doing that, though, won't they?
So, Lagos ticket sales up there.
That's right, yeah.
We had a big bus, you know, like there was nobody coming to the gates.
Yeah.
Right, guys, we'll wrap it up there. Brilliant. Yeah, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Yeah.